One was when I first heard that Lumpur Pastuna would be coming to California to help establish this monastery with Thanachan Amaro. And this was like probably one of the top five news events of my life. I'll never forget it. I ordained in Thailand at Wat Phananachat underneath Lumpur Pasano when he was the Jawat or the abbot of Wat Phananachat in those days. And the idea that Lumpur would ever leave Thailand was the furthest thing from our mind. I mean, there was many things that we felt confident about and many things we had doubts about, but one thing we were sure about was Lumpur Pasano's devotion to Lumpur Cha and Dhamma Vinaya and Wappapong and just the idea that he wouldn't be in Thailand at Wat Phananachat or something never occurred to us. Despite the talks on impermanence and uncertainty and somehow there was maybe a special category for a thought like that. I had actually been spending some time away from Wat Phananachat at the time, but there was one of the very early disciples of Lumpur Cha, Thanachan Jan, had died. And a year of preparations had been made, much along the lines of what was done for Ajahn Chah, not quite as grand on a national scale, but in the Ajahn Chah tradition, still a very large and big event. And so many monks were coming from all over the world. And I had been at a branch monastery for, I don't know, maybe 9 months or something at the time, away from Wat Phananachat. And the teacher I was living with had taken me early to help do preparations in this monastery. And since myself and maybe one other monk were the only Farang monks or Western monks there, several days preceding the beginning of the event, we were tasked with setting up the kutis for the senior Farang monks. And so we had done this, and we were on patrol awaiting the cars to arrive with Lumpur Samedo and Thanachan Pasano and other kind of foreign abbots that were coming to the ceremonies. And we had somebody posted up near the main building, and then we were sort of waiting to sort of receive them, having been trained to be good upataks. I'll never forget, like, finally we heard word that they had pulled up at the driveway, and the practice is to kind of be right there, and we weren't right there, so we were like trying to sort of dash up this long walkway over towards where the cars were coming. And I remember Ajahn Yatiko had Lumpur Samedo's bags, and someone else had Lumpur's bags, and they were blasting down this path or something. And from maybe 200 yards away, Ajahn Yatiko had this surprised look on his face, and he was like, "Have you heard the news?" And his eyes were like popping out of his head or something. And I was like, "Well, what, you know?" And just as I kind of meet him and sort of grab the bags and stuff like this, he sort of blurts it out. It's like, "Ajahn Pasano's going to California. Ajahn Pasano's leaving." It truly was a big surprise.